Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I was muted. Okay. Okay, we're going to open up with praise and worship. Let's go to straight to Deidred.
Yeah, this is Sister Elka.
That's in this prayer. Okay. Open up with praise and worship. Let's go to a sinner's prayer.
Miriam.
I'm just trying to get some documents here with me. I could have been dead. Figure out what happened. There's something playing in the background. Boy, this, look at this level of dysfunctionalism. Okay, maybe that, okay, I think that's what it was. I had the Blog Talk radio open. Okay, well, we thank God that God still hears the sinner's prayer. I do have to call in one more person, so we're going to continue with Diedrich Hayden, God Still Hears a Sinner's Prayer, and we'll be right back. Okay. What did I do now? Oh, there it is.
Another day.
difficulties. Bear with me. We should be on here.
I'm so glad.
This conference is being recorded.
A sinner's prayer. I'm so glad that he hears people when they're in the wilderness. I just thank God for being such an awesome God, such a miraculous God, a God that is beyond words, that words could ever explain. And I'm here to give my testimony about his blessings. Despite the difficulties
recorded
I had
live.
I give God all the praise and the glory. Today we are looking at the book of Daniel. We're looking at the book and we're going to focus on the strength that comes from the book of Daniel. The stories of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is in Daniel 3. And then we have the awesome, awesome strength story of Daniel in the lion's den in Daniel 6. So we're looking as a whole at the book of Daniel. I'll begin with the summary of the book. I'll talk a little bit about the two stories about strength from the book of Daniel. Then we'll go into the Bible study following up with a quiz on Daniel. We'll take a look at Daniel's faith and God's providence at work. So we just thank God for the strength that comes from the Most High God. God, we just praise you. We exalt your name. God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. We're here. We'll see you another day. I thank you, God, for praying people across the nation. I thank you, God, for just guiding and leading us to take our stand on this earth against evil. I thank you, God, that we know that you're the God above all gods, that you're all sovereign, all powerful, almighty. I thank you, God, for blocking the traps of the evil one, every scheme, every deceptive path, every attack, every assault, every harassment tactic, God. We know that you are above all, God, that you can send your angels to God, direct, lead us, and we will conquer everything that the devil tries to put before us to sabotage our efforts to advance the kingdom of God. God, we thank you. We praise you, Heavenly Father. You didn't have to let us have another privilege of prayer. You didn't have to let us have another Bible study, but you did. And we thank you, God. You gave us another chance to praise and worship for praise and worship. You gave us another chance, Heavenly Father, to pray for our loved ones, to pray for our children, our nieces, our nephews, Heavenly Father, to pray for our elderly, Heavenly Father. God, we to pray for the targeted individual community, Heavenly Father. God, I ask you to bless that community from head to toe, Heavenly Father. Open up the windows of heaven. God, let these people advance the kingdom of God. May you use targeted individuals across the nation, God, to show that you are the God above all gods, to show the manifestation of the power and the works of the Most High God. May you use us, Heavenly Father, from our inside, Heavenly Father, to manifest your power, Heavenly Father, to turn things around, Heavenly Father. God, most importantly, I ask you, God, to line us up, each one of us, to use the special skills that you've given us to advance the kingdom of God. God, whatever skill you give us, let us advance the kingdom of God. Let us manifest your great powers. Let us turn things around, maybe fight against. Give us the strength, God, to know that we cannot on our own fight against the shields of the devil, that we cannot fight against the tricks and the traps
but through you, Heavenly Father, that all things are possible. Through you, the Holy Spirit, God, will shock a Zulu, the demon forces, God, will shut them down in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you for that supernatural power, that supernatural guidance, that supernatural leadership, God, that will let the devil know boldly and profoundly and publicly that he is a liar. That God is all sovereign and God's people are covered by the blood. God, we thank you for the sacrificial offering on the cross. We thank you, God, for giving us clarity and understanding of how these demons can assault an innocent man the same way they can assault innocent people and babies and on this earth, God. God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to walk with us, talk with us, lead, direct us in all that we do. Heavenly Father, bless our elderly, cover them with the blood, Heavenly Father. Give them shielding against demon forces, God. Keep them in their right mind. Keep them healthy. God, we thank you, God, for blessing them, for giving them the gift of longevity, Heavenly Father. God, we thank you for our babies. We ask you, God, to cover our children, our babies and our young adults, Heavenly Father, that they may walk in the way that you would have them go, that they'll be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, that the Spirit will let them know when they're entering a situation that is not of God, and that they will proclaim the word of God when they get older, that the devil will know that those are men and women of God, and they will not be caught up in the demonic scheme of demise by Satan and his demonic entourage. God, we just give you praise and glory for another day, another opportunity to come together in a unified spirit to just speak, learn more about your word, Heavenly Father. God, we ask you, Lord, to bless this lesson on Daniel that we'll be studying today, Heavenly Father. God, give us extra eye-opener on the strength that is found in this story, in this Bible study on Daniel, God. Give those that are falling weak, Lord, that they just can't explain some of what's going on because it's a very difficult situation to explain. May they find strength in the book of Daniel, in the word of God, that they may continue to grow. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we thank you, God, for all you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to, we're studying the book of Daniel tonight. We'll open up with a little summary on Daniel's faith in God's providence at work. So that's one specific note. Now, the summary of Daniel. Daniel has two major strength stories, but we're going to take a look at a summary as a whole. The book of Daniel is narrative, history, prophetic, oracle, and it includes apocalyptic material. The prophet Daniel wrote it around 530 B.C., and his writings records the events of the Babylonian captivity in 560 to 536 B.C., to which Daniel was a servant. It also describes the apocalyptic visions given by God and reveals the events and plans for everyone's future. Key personalities of this book include Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Belshazzar, and Darius. We have quite a few. Try and turn this off. Quite a few personalities in there. Popular personalities, too. All right, in chapters, the purpose of this book, the book of Daniel, is to provide historical accounts. How the Lord God protected and provided for, let me just make sure everything is on, how the Lord God, okay, I'm going to just check, testing, okay, how the Lord God protected and provided for his faithful followers while in captivity. It also includes a vision of future redemption and hope. Okay, I'm just checking all the rooms. Bear with me. TalkShoe is open, and welcome, everyone. Welcome. Okay, excellent. All right.
Okay. The purpose of this book is to provide a historical account how the Lord protected and provided for his faithful followers while in captivity. It also includes a vision of future redemption and hope that can be applied to many targeted individual situations as we are in this captivity, so to speak, the demonic assault program, the TI program. We can use the book of Daniel to show us how God, to show us a historical account, how the Lord God protected and provided for his faithful followers while in captivity. Okay, we can use Daniel as an example of what God can do for us. Daniel also includes a vision of future redemption and hope. Thank you, God, that T.I. should have a vision for future redemption and hope. Understand that God is a God of restoration and wholeness, that you will be made whole. Just ask God to give you the strength, give us the strength to pass this test. In Daniel chapters 1 through 6, Daniel writes about his own life in captivity. He was selected to work for the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel, or his Babylonian name, Belteshazzar, and his friends made bold and tough decisions several times, displayed their integrity to stand for godliness instead of culture. They, rejecting the king's food, prayed when it was illegal to do so and refused to bow to the king's idols, for which they were thrown into a scorching furnace. Daniel interpreted the king's dreams twice, then was promoted as chief over all the wise men in Babylon. Yet, though all the great things that Daniel did, he claimed he was God, and that did it. And God did it through him, and he gave all the glory to God. It is God who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what's in the darkness, and the light dwells within him. 2:22. In chapters 7 through 12, these chapters contain the visions that Daniel received from God and the events that are involved in his prophetic ministry. A portion of these includes the results of the earthly kingdoms that he lived in. They also mention the coming Messiah and apocalyptic events to come. As for me, I heard but could not understand, so I said, "My Lord, what will be the outcome of these events?" He said, "Go your way, Daniel, for these words are concealed and sealed up until the end time." Until the end time. That's basically a summary of the book of Daniel. It is a historical book, and it gives an account on how the Lord protected and provided for his faithful followers while in captivity. T.I.'s take heed. If God did it for Daniel during those times, we serve a God that does not change. He can do it for us. So, that is the summary. Let me go into the actual Bible lesson. And the Bible lesson is located at my website, which is TESOLMinistry.com, TESOLMINISTRY.com. This has nothing to do with English second language. This is a basic ministry, but I am an ESL teacher, so I just put the Bible study on my website. Excuse me, a general education Bible study. At some point, I will be modifying it for TESOL needs, but right now it is for the regular population. Okay, an outline. Let's take a look at an outline of Daniel. What do we have in chapter 1? Chapter 1 talks about the personal history of Daniel. It talks about the deportation of Daniel to Babylon, the faithfulness of Daniel in Babylon, and the reputation of Daniel in Babylon. Then in chapter 2, the prophetic plan for the Gentiles is discussed. Nebuchadnezzar's dream of the great image is discussed. He conceals his dream. Nebuchadnezzar conceals his dream. God reveals the dream. Daniel interprets the dream. Nebuchadnezzar promotes Daniel. In chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar's image of gold. Nebuchadnezzar's image is erected in chapter 3. Daniel's friends refuse to worship. Daniel's friends trust God. Daniel's friends are protested in the furnace. Daniel's friends are promoted.
Nebuchadnezzar's vision of a great tree is in chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar's vision is discussed. Daniel's interpretation of the vision, Nebuchadnezzar's humiliation, Nebuchadnezzar's restoration is all in chapter 4. Then in chapter 5, they talk about Belshazzar and handwriting on the walls. Belshazzar defiles the temple vessels. Belshazzar sees the handwriting. Daniel interprets the handwriting. Belshazzar is killed. That's all in chapter 5. Darius's foolish decrees is discussed in chapter 6. Daniel is promoted. Darius signs the foolish decree. Daniel prays faithfully. Daniel is saved in the lion's den in Daniel 6. Darius's wise decree is in 6:25. Then when we go to Daniel 7, we see the revelation of the vision, the interpretation of the vision. Daniel's vision of the ram and male goat is in Daniel 8. Daniel's vision of 70 weeks is in 9. The understanding of the intercession of Daniel, the intervention of Gabriel, the revelation of the 70 weeks. That's all in Daniel 9. Daniel's vision of Israel's future is discussed in chapter 10. Oh, okay. And then finally, it goes into the revelation. Daniel prophesies of the revelation of the 70th week, prophecy of the woeful king, prophecy of the great time of trouble. Daniel gives prophecy of the resurrection. Then finally, it's the in Daniel 12, it will go over the conclusion of the visions of Daniel. Sealing of the book, questions regarding the great time of trouble. The Christ of Daniel. Christ is the great stone who will crush the kingdoms of this world. The Son of Man who is given dominion by the Ancient of Days and the coming Messiah. Who will be cut off? It is likely that Daniel's vision in Daniel 10:5-9 was an appearance of Christ. That is consistent with Revelations 1:12. The vision of the 69 weeks in 9:25-26 pinpoints the coming of the Messiah. The decree of 9:25 took place on March 4, 444 B.C. The 69 weeks of 7 years equals 483 years or 183,887 days using the 360-day prophetic year. This leads to March 29th, A.D. 33, the date of the triumphal entry. This is checked by noting that 444 B.C., to AD 33 is 476 times the correct size of a day, which equals 173,855,000 days. Adding 25 days for the difference between March 4th and March 29th gives 173,800 days. So that was the vision of the 69 weeks. Okay, so Christ is the great stone who will crush the kingdoms of this world. This was a prophecy of Daniel, the Son of Man he spoke of, who is given dominion by the ancient days. So his days, he was prophesizing days that the numbers added up. What are the keys to Daniel? The key words are God's program for Israel. Daniel was written to encourage the exiled Jews by revealing God's sovereign program for Israel during and after the period of Gentile domination. The times of the Gentiles began with the Babylonian captivity, and Israel would suffer under Gentile powers for many years, but this period was not permanent, and a time would come when God would establish the Messianic kingdom, which will last forever. Daniel repeatedly emphasized the sovereignty and power of God over human affairs. Again, Daniel repeatedly emphasized the sovereignty and power of God over human affairs. God, that is so good to know that we serve a sovereign God, that he has sovereignty and power over all human affairs. The Most High rules in the kingdom of man and gives it to whomever he chooses.
The God who directs the forces of history has not deserted his people. They must continue to trust in him because his promises of preservation and ultimate restoration, are we listening, T.I.'s? God's promises of preservation and ultimate restoration are as sure as the coming of the Messiah. Thank you, God. By the way Daniel received revelation, we could say that two key words of Daniel are dream and vision. The key verses are Daniel 2, verses 20 to 22, and Daniel 2, verse 44. The key chapter of Daniel is chapter 9. Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks provides the chronological frame for messianic prediction from the time of Daniel to the establishment of the kingdom on earth. It is clear that his first 69 weeks were fulfilled as Christ's first coming. Some scholars affirm that the last week has not been fulfilled because Christ relates the main events to his coming. Others perceive these words of Christ as applying to the Roman desecration of the temple in AD 70. Survey of Daniel. Daniel, the apocalypse of the Old Testament, presents a surprisingly detailed and comprehensive sweep of prophetic history. After an introductory chapter in Hebrew, Daniel switches to Aramaic in chapters 2 through 7 to describe the future course of the Gentile world powers. Then in chapters 8 through 12, Daniel reverts back to his native language to survey the future of the Jewish nation under Gentile dominion. The theme of God's sovereign control in the affairs of world history clearly emerges and provides comfort to the future church as well as to the Jews whose nation was destroyed by the Babylonians. The Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans will come and go, but God will establish his kingdom through his redeemed people forever. Daniel's three divisions are the personal history of Daniel in chapters 1, the prophetic plan for the Gentile in chapters 2 through 7, and the prophetic plan for Israel in chapters 8 through 12. The personal history of Daniel is in chapter 1. This chapter introduces the book by giving the background and preparation of the prophet. Daniel was deported along with other promising youth and placed in an intensive training program in Nebuchadnezzar's court. Their name and diets were changed so that they would lose their Jewish identity. But Daniel resolved to remain faithful to the Lord, and he was rewarded. He and his friends were granted wisdom and knowledge. The prophetic plan for the Gentile is revealed in the next chapters, 2 to 7. Only Daniel can relate and interpret Nebuchadnezzar's disturbing dream of the great statue. In chapter 2, God empowered Daniel to foretell the way in which he would sovereignly raise and depose four Gentile empires. The Messiah's kingdom will end the times of the Gentile because of his position revealed in the dream. Nebuchadnezzar erected a golden image and demanded that all bow down to it in chapter 3. The persecution and preservation of Daniel's friends in the fiery furnace again illustrated the power of God. After Nebuchadnezzar refused to respond to the warning of his vision of the three, he was humbled until he acknowledged the supremacy of God and the foolishness of his pride. The feast of Belshazzar was judged because of his arrogant defiance of God. In the reign of Darius, a plot against Daniel backfired when he was divinely delivered in the den of lions. That's in chapter 6. Daniel's courageous faith was rewarded, and Darius learned a lesson about the might of the God of Israel. The vision of the four beasts in chapter 7 supplements the four-part statue vision of chapter 2 in its portrayal of the Babylonian, Persian, Greek, and Roman empires. But once again, the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. The prophetic plan for Israel begins in chapter 8 through 12. The focus in chapter 8 narrows to visions of the ram and goat that shows Israel under the Medo-Persian and Grecian empires. Alexander the Great was a large horn and Antioch. Epiphanes was the the little horn of that time. After Daniel's prayer of confession for his people, he was privileged to receive the revelation of the 70 weeks, including the Messiah's atoning death in chapter 9. This gives the chronology of God's perfect plan for the redemption and deliverance of his people. Following is a great vision that gives amazing details for Israel's future history. Chapters 10 and 11 chronicles the coming kings of Persia and Greece, the wars between the Ptolemies of Egypt and the Seleucids of Syria, and the persecution led by Antiochus. God's people will be saved out of tribulation and resurrected as a nation in chapter 12. Daniel, God rules the world. The book of Daniel has been described as the greatest book in the Bible on the godless kingdom of God. The godless kingdoms referred to here are the Gentile nations, and the kingdom of God is the millennial reign centered about Israel. The grand truth, which applies to all kingdoms, is summed up in four words: God rules the world. Daniel is a relatively short book, but it's compacted. Into it are basic doctrines which challenge the Bible student to tarry long in its study. A man of God writes, among the great prophetic books of Scripture, none provides a more comprehensive and chronological prophetic view of the broad movement of history than the book of Daniel. Of the three prophetic programs revealed in Scripture outlining the course of the nations, Israel, and the church, Daniel alone reveals the detail of God's plan for both the nations and Israel. Although other prophets like Jeremiah had much to say to the nations and Israel, Daniel brings together and interrelates these great themes of prophecy as does no other portion of Scripture. For this reason, the book of Daniel is essential to the structure of prophecy and is the key to the entire Old Testament prophetic revelation. A study of this book is therefore not only important from the standpoint of determining the revelation of one of the great books of the Old Testament, but is an indispensable preliminary investigation to any complete eschatological system. Daniel and his contemporary. Daniel's ministry in Babylon was a long period of time. Daniel's ministry in Babylon lasted for at least 70 years. He was among the Jewish captives of the first deportation, and he lived in Babylon throughout the entire 70 years captivity period. Wow. Which is the date referred to in Daniel 10:1. Three powers were involved in Daniel's time. Babylon, the land of the Jewish exile, came under three powers during Daniel's career: Neo-Babylonians, Median, and the Persian. The rulers that played an important part in the book of Daniel are Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, and Darius the Mede, the Persian. The Persian period started under King Cyrus in 536 BC when Belshazzar was co-regent with Nabonidus. Babylon fell to the Persian King Cyrus. This began the Persian period of supremacy. The return of exiles was the finishing point for Daniel's ministry. The return of Jewish exiles to Jerusalem and the beginning of construction of the new temple began at the end of Daniel's career. The man Daniel. Daniel's name means God is judge. The name Daniel translates the Hebrew word Daniel, meaning God is judge, prince, or God is my judge, he is my prince. The name given to Daniel by Nebuchadnezzar's office was Belshazzar, meaning Bel's prince. It was a name honoring one of the pagan gods of Babylon. Daniel's character was flawless. Daniel is usually remembered for his courage and faith displayed in the experience in the lion's den. He had many other outstanding traits as well. He was strong of purpose, wise, tactful, courteous, brave, modest, humble, and a man of faith and prayer. It is not without significance that three times heavenly messengers refer to him in visions as a man of high esteem. He was in his late teens when taken captive in the first deportation of 605 B.C. The same group were the three other young men no less noble than himself in character. These four were handsome, intelligent, and well-educated youth whom King Nebuchadnezzar selected to be trained for his service. The king gave them names associated with the gods of Babylon, but they had no intention of worshiping those gods. They remained true to Jehovah. The book of Daniel tells the story of the years that followed. Daniel served as God's prophet at least until 536 B.C. Soon after he wrote his book, which no doubt was brought back to Jerusalem when the exiles returned to their homeland. The date and circumstances of his death are unknown. Wow. Daniel's mission had 3 points. First, it was to the Gentiles of Babylon and to Jews in exile. Second, it concerned Gentile nations in Israel. And lastly, with respect to the succeeding centuries leading up to the end times. There is uniqueness to Daniel. Daniel was unique among the prophets for various reasons, some of which are listed here. He may not have had a special call to the prophetic ministry as did Isaiah and Jeremiah. He was given the prophetic gift, but not the prophetic office as such. He served in the courts of kings. He prophesied much about Gentile nations. He was the only Old Testament prophet whose book is classified as apocalyptic. His book is the key to the interpretation of all other biblical prophecies of the last days. Authenticity of Daniel's book is sure. The Daniel, referred by Ezekiel and by Jesus, the author of this book, the book uses the autobiographical first person in considering the unity of the book. God's words to Daniel in 12:4 imply authorship of the entire book by Daniel. Though they were wrong, liberal critics have denied its genuineness, mainly because it has fantastic miracles in it, such as Daniel's deliverance from the lions. It has explicit prophecies, many of which were fulfilled in the centuries before Christ. It has alleged historical inaccuracies. Despite such objections, the book's authenticity has endured through the centuries. The book of Daniel has a place in the canon. In our English Bibles, Daniel appears as the last of the five major prophetical books, which are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. In the Hebrew Bibles, Daniel is not grouped with the prophetical books, but appears as a historical book in the Hebrew section called Writings. That it was not included among the prophetical books is explained by the fact that while Daniel had the gift and function of prophet, his position was that of government official. That this book was placed in the writings as a historical book can be explained by its contents with its apocalyptic visions of world history. The date the book of Daniel was written was late in his life. Daniel probably wrote his book